USA News. I'm John Schaefer. New Jersey Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver has died. The 71-year-old was hospitalized yesterday while serving as acting governor. Governor Phil Murphy's been on vacation in Italy with his family. Oliver was taken to Cooperman Barnabas Medical Center in Livingston, where she passed away. The grand jury hearing evidence on Donald Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election, wrapping up its meeting for today. The grand jury met for more than 4 hours in Washington, D.C., but it's not clear if they voted on an indictment. An illegal laboratory has been discovered in Central California.
Fresno County authorities are reporting after many months an investigation into a rural California warehouse uncovered an illegal laboratory that was filled with infectious agents, medical waste, and hundreds of mice bioengineered to catch and carry the COVID-19 virus. Prestige Biotech, a Chinese medical company registered in Nevada, was operating the unlicensed facility in Reedley, California. That's a small town about 24 miles southeast of Fresno. Reedley City Manager Nicole Ziba is reporting they never had a business license and the city was completely unaware that they were in this building operating under the cover of night. The CDC detected at least 20 potentially infectious agents. Ziba did not indicate if the company was still in operation. I'm Lance Pryor.
New Labor Department data reveals that job turnover in the U.S. has hit a two-year low, indicating a cooling off of the labor market compared to pandemic-era trends. The quits rate has decreased from 2.6% in May to 2.4% in June, showing a decline in the Great Resignation. An American nurse and her daughter remain missing in Haiti. Jack Brewer, the founder of the Global Haiti Foundation, says people in Haiti live in fear because kidnapping is very common now.
Kids aren't going to school. You can't walk around in the neighborhoods because you'll get kidnapped.
The nurse from New Hampshire and her child were kidnapped while serving at a community ministry. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
CVS is laying off 5,000 employees. Those layoffs will happen in what the company calls non-customer-facing positions, mainly corporate staff. The drugstore chain said it's evolving to adapt to new consumer health needs and experiences. More high temperatures are in store for millions of people across the southern U.S. this week. Feels like temperatures could reach triple digits through Wednesday in states like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas. Meanwhile, portions of the Southwest are seeing the heat temporarily ease a bit, including Phoenix and Las Vegas. Health officials are warning that cases of leprosy are surging in Central Florida.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Central Florida is a leprosy hotspot, accounting for almost one-fifth of reported cases nationwide. FIU infectious diseases expert Dr. Eileen Marty says leprosy is spread by a bacteria carried by a specific animal.
The animal that has leprosy now in Florida is the armadillo. Most people should not be concerned, but don't go petting armadillos.
The CDC says this outbreak does not appear to be spread by animals. Leprosy affects the skin and nervous system and spreads through extended close contact with untreated patients. Fortunately, Dr. Marty says that leprosy is treatable. Karen Curtis, Miami.
Tonight's Mega Millions drawing could make someone a billionaire. With 3.5 months having gone by since someone last hit it big in the Mega Millions lottery, tonight's estimated jackpot currently stands just over $1 billion. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Kenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flat week shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.